这个老牧师这个很讨厌。
Sometimes it could be troublesome for an aged pastor.
快了吗？好了是吧？好。弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想请问昨天来的参加聚会的弟兄姐妹，请你把手举起来，我看看。昨天晚上。
Could you raise your hands if you were here last night?
很好。那么没有举手的，为什么昨天没有来？
What about those who didn't have your hands up? Like, why wasn't you here?
今天早晨我们人数没有那么多，但是很感谢主。有不少的弟兄姐妹在我们中间一起来追求神的话语。
So this morning, even though we didn't have that many people, but praise God that we had brothers and sisters to be with us to study God's words.
那今天晚上我要讲一篇从神话语来的非常重要的信息。
And tonight I have a very important message from God's word.
我今天晚上所传的信息就是意向与使命的更新。
It is about the change and renewal of vision and mission.
在这里说是使命，但是呢，我前面加上意向与使命的再使命。
The renewal of mission and vision and mission.
我不知道有多少弟兄姐妹到过欧洲去旅游或者是去做事情。
How many of you have been to Europe?
Yeah, 如果你去到欧洲去旅游或者是参亲的话，你会发现一件是我们每一个基督徒心里很沉痛的事情。
Well, if you have been there, maybe just for tourism or visiting families or friends, you probably would have noticed one thing that is very troublesome to every Christian.
无论是你到英国、到法国、到德国、荷兰以及其他的小国家，
whether it is the England or Holland or France.Or any country in that area.
你们可以看见这个基督教会的教堂很大很高，很伟大。
You will notice that most of the churches over there are very, very tall and big.
每一个教会，你可以看进去看的话，你可以看见可以坐500到1000人。
And almost every single one can seat more than 500 to 1,000 people.
现在很奇怪的，很惨痛的一件事情。
But very unfortunately,
礼拜天早晨你去看，只有聚会的人只有30-40个人。
Every Sunday morning when you go in and take a look, you will find only about 30-40 people.
那不是光指着英国，还有指着德国，或者是说指着荷兰。
It's not just for the UK or Holland or Germany.
甚至于我听说很多的英国教会都卖给那个关于建筑商，他们是在那建筑把它打出来，打下来以后就建筑了apartment。
So many, I heard that in England, many churches were sold to developers to make it into apartment buildings.
很多的教会里面就在那里，好像有 bingo， 还有赌，成为一个赌场了。
And many church buildings become like places for entertainment and gambling.
你们后面看见我吗？我看不大见你们的。好不好，请你们往前面坐，好不好？
Could you guys move over a little bit?
谢谢，这样子，前面坐，前面这个，这个很好。我就要发问题，要发问你们的了，好，我们现在，他们就让他们，我们已经请过他们了。谢谢呀，对了，你看看我们这个主持人多好啊。 所以弟兄姐妹们，你可看见这个完全是改变了当时那个教会把它建筑的这个目的。
So the original purpose of those architectures were totally changed.
那么我也常常在那里想，为什么当时那个教会建得那么高，那么崇高啊，那么伟大，那么富丽堂皇的？
So I always wonder, like, how come like those buildings were built so big and so tall?
而且是现在呢，教会是一落千丈。
But then to this day, that the church, the condition is so far behind.
我不知道有多少弟兄姐妹到过温哥华，我不是请你们来啊。
How many of you have been to Vancouver?
你知道这个温哥华有很多很多的佛堂啊。庙宇佛堂啊 ，Buddhist temple.
Oh, okay. In Vancouver, there are many, many temples, Buddhist temples.
很多的这个 Buddhist temple， 他们是从教会、基督教会、教堂把它改变的。
And many of them were actually converted from Christian churches.
有一个教会在加拿大很大，叫 Salvation Army。我们中国教会曾经联合起来，有一个联合布道会的，联合培灵会的。这个教会现在就已经成为副教徒了。
So in Chinatown area in Camp Vancouver, we used to have a very big building for Salvation Army, and we often use that for church retreats or special meetings. And nowadays it's becoming like temple.
也许弟兄姐妹问为什么呢
？Why？
怎么会落到这样的一个凄凉的地步
？How did that happen？
那是因为没有意向。
And that is because there's no vision.
教会失去了意向。
Church has lost its vision.
弟兄姐妹们，教会失去了意向的时候，你一定会看见教会就没落了。
When there's no vision, you can see the destination of the church.
我现在请你们大家翻到这个箴言第二十九章。
Let's take a look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 29.
第十八节，我请你们大家一起来念。
Verse 18. Chapter 29, verse 18. Let's read it together. 您就放肆，明白的变为有福。
在这里说没有意向，您就放肆。
Here it says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
那这个方式的意思，那就是说一匹马，它就脱离了这个马缰。
What it means is that it's like a horse without restraint.
那就是这个马就随随便便的就走走了。
And this horse is becoming very casual.
那弟兄姐妹们，这个方式这两个字在原文里头也是。可以翻译为灭亡。
And in the original scripture, it's also translated into perish.
没有意向，民就灭亡。
Without a vision, people will perish.
弟兄姐妹，今天教会就失去了意向。
And today's churches often just loses its vision.
我也曾经把这篇信息跟我们教会讲。
I've shared this message to my church.
那刚刚我们教会搬到那个新的礼拜堂的是那样漂亮，那么富丽堂皇的一个教会。
Just when we moved in our new church building, it was a beautiful church building.
我给他们讲，如果我们教会没有意向，您这个教会有一些也会没落像欧洲一样。
And just at that point, I told them that without a vision, our church will perish.
弟兄姐妹们，我把它拉进来就是，如果我们安城教会没有意向
，If AACCC today doesn't have a vision,
我们这个教会有一些 close down.
And one day it will close down.
那你说是不是这个意向很重要吗
？And how important is This vision.
我刚告诉各位，这个意向跟民的这个百姓的得救和灭亡是联系在一起。
It is the vision is in deeply woven together with people's salvation and perish.
那弟兄姐妹们，请你记得一件事情。
Please remember one thing.
这个意向。这个在这里说没有意向，这个意向一定是从神来的意向。
The vision must be from God.
一个从上帝来的意象，它一定有使命带出来。
Every vision that comes with, from God must have a mission.
如果没有一个使命的意象，这个意象不一定是出于上帝。
Without a mission, this vision can probably is not from God.
很多的人说：“哎呀，我看见意象了。”
Many people say, "Oh, I had a vision."
他觉得很骄傲。
And some of them are very proud.
他觉得很伟大。
Feels very good.
那你问他这个意象是什么
？And then you ask him, "What is your vision?"
做什么
？What do you do?
我也不晓得。
And then he says, "Oh, I don't know."
意象了。
I just saw it.
弟兄姐妹们，这个意象不一定是神从神那里来，也可能从邪灵而来的。
It could be from other spirits.
但是如果有意象的话，弟兄姐妹们，这个意象从神那里来的意象，它一定有神所赐下来的使命。
If it is a vision from God, you will see the mission as well.
你说对不对呢？大家阿门不阿门呢？三个人说阿门呢？我现在请你们讲、啊、我请你听，你听我讲，在这里告诉我们说，有一次摩西在何烈山上，在看见在旷野中看，在荆棘里面看见了异象，对不对
？Moses saw a vision in the bushes when he found the mountain.
那么看见这个荆棘被火在那烧不灭了。
And he saw this fire.With the bushes, and the bushes still is there. And that is a vision. So he got closer.
那么就神借着启示在异象当中对他说，他说摩西不要进去了。
And God's angel told him, like, do not move closer.
把你鞋脱掉，因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Take off your shoes because you are standing on the holy land.
神为什么让摩西看见这个异象呢
？Why would God let him see this vision？
那就是有一个使命在。
There's a mission that comes with it。
这个使命就是说，神要摩西从把以色列人从埃及领出来。
And that is God wants Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt。
如果你去看，你去看这个。一个出埃及记第三章的话，你可以看得非常的清楚。
Take a look at Exodus chapter 3, you will see everything.
你看见他看见异象了。
He saw the vision.
有个使命。
And the mission came.
这个使命就是要这个摩西把以色列从埃及。
And the mission is to bring the people out of Egypt.
那这个圣经太多的例子。
Too many examples in the Bible.
你记不记得基甸呢？
Do you remember Gideon? And his vision.
神按照看见异象的时候，马上神就对他说：“他说我要你把以色列人从迷迭人的手中把他救出来。”
And God told him to bring the Israelites out of Midian.
那弟兄姐妹们，请你记得，异象一定有使命的。
Please remember that every vision comes with a mission.
你还记得不记得《使徒行传》第十章
？What about
chapter
10?
他当这个当彼得在约伯在海边这个小皮箱就卧上了这个楼一个屋顶楼上在那里思想的时候
，When Peter was by himself on the second floor of a little house,
圣经说是他魂游向外，对不对呀？
The Bible says his spirit actually came out of his body. And he saw this vision.
什么异象？
What is his vision?
就天上掉下了一个大布啊。
There's a big cloud falling from the sky.
布里面的好多好多的动物，而这个动物，
little animals, creatures.
这个动物在保罗看起来是不洁净的，在彼得说看起来是不洁净的。
In Peter's eyes, these creatures are unclean.
但是天上有声音说。
But there's a voice
彼得,
that says, Peter,
把他砍下来吃,
take it and eat it.
他说, 主啊, 我从来没有吃过的。
And Peter said that these are unclean. I've never done this thing.
这个不洁净的东西我怎么能吃呢?
How could I eat unclean things?
但一次两次三次然后这个布就升上去了。
Repeated three times this cloth has risen again.
所以当彼得看见这个异象的时候他真是在那里呀、啊、这个很纳闷这个到底什么为他 为让他看见这个什么呢
and as he was pondering what does that mean
就在这些时候忽然之间在下面哥尼流差人来找
And right at this moment, Cornelius actually came to visit him.
这过去你是外邦人呢？
And he is a Gentile.
这个彼得从来没跟外邦人的打过交道。
Peter has never really had any interaction with the Gentile.
如果没看见这个异象的话，弟兄姐妹们，这个彼得还不敢去。
Without the vision, he will never dare to do that.
这个外邦人对于彼得来说是不接近的。
The Gentile to the Israelites are unclean people.
但是神说，我看得接近了，你为什么看得不接近啊？
But God says.They are clean to me, so how can they be unclean to you?
所以，当他在你正在纳闷、在你诧异的时候，这个古尼流的人打发人来，就找彼得，彼得就是毅然决然的就跟他去了。
So right when he was wondering about his vision, Cornelius came.
如果你去看《使徒行传》第十章的话
，Take a look at Acts chapter 10.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，古尼流本身他是个外邦人的官，他本身也看见异象。
And Cornelius.Himself also saw this vision.
所以他们就在古尼流就打发很多的亲戚朋友到他家里来。
So that he invited many families and relatives to come to his house.
就等彼得来啊。
And they're waiting for Peter's arrival.
彼得你来，他说你来这正正好，请你告诉我们神要我们听什么道啊。
And he said, you come right at this perfect timing.
如果你再去看第十章末了的话，你可以看见古尼流全家。和他的朋友们都蒙恩得救，受尽归入主的名下。
At the end of chapter 10, you will see that the whole family of Cornelius accepted Jesus Christ and became followers of Jesus.
你看见没有？异象，
一定
有什么
？The vision comes with a mission.
有什么？使命的，使命一定是有一个动作的。
There must be an action following.
所以在这里让我们看见这个意象何等的重要。
And now we see how important it is for a
vision. 我们看见这个保罗吧。
Let's take a look at Paul.
保罗在往大马士这个城里去呢，在路上这个主向他显现。
On Paul's way to Palma, God revealed himself.
就让他看见意象。
And revealed a vision to him.
所以主给他看见异象的时候，现在主就有个使命出来了。
And there follows a mission to him.
所以保罗说：“我是从来没有违背从天上来的什么异象。”
So that's why Paul says that I've never disobeyed the vision that I received.
这个异象是什么呢？
And what is that?
是一个有使命的。
It has a mission.
这个使命是什么呢？
And what is the mission?
他说我要打发你到外邦去，和他在众王的面前为我在那里做见证。
And his mission was to go to the Gentiles to be witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我何等盼望，我们这个教会真是要有。一个意象。
And how I wish that this church, everyone here will have a vision.
我再说，如果这个教会没有意象，
Let me repeat that if this church doesn't have a vision,
这个教会有一天会衰落，这个教会有一天会沉没了。
Someday this church will be on its way down.
那么弟兄姐妹们，这个意象的使命是什么呢？
And what is The mission of the vision.
那我刚才已经讲过，无论是这个摩西也好，无论是基甸也好，无论是彼得也好，无论是耶利米也好，无论是其他的所有的先教，他们看见异象的时候，一定有什么？这个使命是什么呢
？For all these people that I just mentioned, all the visions that they've seen, what is their mission?
这个使命就是传福音。
And that mission is.
弟兄姐妹们，如果教会没有传福音的意向，
If the church doesn't have a vision of evangelism,
我告诉你，我们教会的聚会的人慢慢年纪大了，死的死，办的办，你今天还有多少人来聚会？
And the people in this church will, as time goes, will get older and started to reduce in number.
今天晚上我要让你们看见几件事情。
Tonight, I wanted to show you a few things.
传福音
Evangelism.
传福音第一件事情，传福音的必然性
The first thing about evangelism is its importance, its necessity.
这个传福音的必须性
The necessity of evangelism.
传福音是势在必行的
It is a must.
我再说。
Let me say it again.
传福音在我们安城教会，这所有的教会那是实在必行的。
Evangelism in our church or to every single church is a must.
如果我们教会不传福音的话
，If we don't do that,
这个周围的人他们就灭亡。
The people around us will perish.
因为没有听见福音的消息。
Because they can't hear about the gospel.
他们怎么来求神呢
？How can they come to God?
他们没有求神。
Without asking God.
他们怎么能够得救呢
？How can they be saved?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的教会第一要紧的就是传福音。
The primary thing for our church today is evangelism.
我给你们看几件事情，那是高带给我们，我们这个教会每一个基督徒，我们都一定要传福音。
The things that I wanted to mention tonight is wanting to, is for you to see the necessity of evangelism. First thing.
传福音的必然性，那是必须性的，那就是天上神的心意。
It is the will of God.
那是上帝的心意。
It is God's will.
我请你们大家看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我盼望你们能够体贴，能够同意天父的心意。
I hope you would agree with what is said here.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他说他是谁呢？他就是神。他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，那是将士为人的基督耶稣。
It says that this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God.And one mediator between God and man.
那在这里告诉我们说，天父的心意是什么
？And what is His will?
大家说，就前面上十个人讲，后面的人没讲。
I can't hear all of you.
啊，天父的心意有什么
？What is God's will?
那是万人得救。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是天父的心意。
And that is His will.
那天父的心意，你我是不是要满足天父的心意呢
？So shouldn't we satisfy His will?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，传福音这个拯救人的灵魂，是万人得救，那是主天父他的心意。
It is truly God's will to save souls, to bring people to salvation.
我请你们再看彼得后书第三章。
Let's take a look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章，请你们大家一起看第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
他说主所应许的尚未成就。
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise.
那就是主的再来。主的再来。
And that is His second coming.
好。那么为什么神不让主耶稣基督立刻再来呢
？Why is that it doesn't come so soon？
在这里有一个原因出来了。
Here is an explanation。
他说有人以为他是但愿，其实不是但愿，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一个人什么承认，他愿意万人都得救。
It says that as some understand slowness, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们天上父的心意。
That is truly our Father's
will. 你记得不记得记得不记得在路加福音十五章
？Do you remember in the book of Luke, chapter
15, 三个比方
，three parables.
一个是牧人去照羊的比方。
The first one is the shepherd to look for his sheep.
第二个就是讲到一个妇人，她失去了一个小的同伴，然后去用灯的灯在里找啊，找这个失落的同伴。
铜板 ，OK。The second one was for the rich man to look for his penny.
啊 ，penny 啊，你们记得不清，听不懂我讲国语没问题，他也可以翻译给我翻译出来啊。我这个上海国语啊。好了，那么第三个这个主耶稣基督讲的比方就是浪子回头。
The third one was about the returning of the lost son.
大家看我，大家看我。哎，这个灯关掉了。
Can you take a look at look at me?
啊，我手脚一摇，把灯关掉了，太奇怪啊！我这个叫礼貌。
Oh, can you turn on the light on the top?
那么是好没关系啊，健康 ，All right。那你看见当这个儿子小儿子他拿了父亲的家产出去的时候
，When you see that the youngest son took all the father's
他把父亲所给他的这个财产都是把他浪费光。
He squandered all of those wealth。
那么后来他就穷苦起来，那里也有大灾难，所以他就在那里给人家看看猪啊。
When he was in great pain and suffering, he was being killed. So the Jews, pigs are very unclean. They were unclean to the Jews.
那么他在那里摸到一个程度啊，那个这个猪吃的都叫他爸。
And he got to the point that he has to steal the food from the pigs.
那么后来就想来想去，他为什么在这里等死呢？
So all of a sudden he realized, like, why am I here?
为什么我在这里饿死呢？
Why am I waiting for my death?
我父亲家里有好多员工，这我还不回去吗？他家里很多很多东西啊。
My father has lots of things in his family.
请看啊，请看，当这个。当这一个浪子回去，对不对啊？
Let's pay attention.
圣经告诉我们说，如果你去看路加福音第十五章，圣经告诉父亲远远的看见。
When this lost son went back, the father saw him from a long distance.
他远远看见的时候，难道就跑去啊
？And he started running immediately.
跑去了又抱着他，就连连他亲嘴啊
！And he gave him a huge hug.
我告诉各位，那个小儿子已经饿了，这个骨瘦如柴了。
The last son was so skinny.
对不对？你看看他鞋子也没鞋子啊。
And he probably didn't have shoes.
说我是高头过分，你这个脸烧了，头发都是乱七八糟。
So he probably is in a very bad condition.
你看到他像是一块一块要回来的时候，他父亲远远的看见。
But when he was traveling back.From a distance when his father saw him. He ran as fast as he could. I don't know how old he is, but it must be hard for him. Let me ask you, how could he see his son? He must be waiting.
始终是儿子离开的时候，他就在那等儿子回来。
He must have been waiting or looking every day since he left.
天天在那观望这个路口。
He must be watching at the entrance down the road every day.
何等盼望他的儿子回来。
How much does he want to see
his son? 弟兄姐妹们，这是天父的那个心意。
And that.Is like the heart of our life.
我求上帝帮助我们。我求上帝帮助我们。
I ask God to help us.
让我们能够体贴天父的心意。
That we can see God's heart.
天父的心意说，他不愿意一个人承认，愿意万人都得救。
That he doesn't want to miss out anyone.
弟兄姐妹们，你我如果不去传福音，人怎么会听见？人怎么会得救？
And if we do not go out to share the gospel, how can people be saved?
所以为了这个缘故，我们一定要去传福音。
And for this very reason that we shall go out.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
我们为什么要传福音呢？
Why should we evangelize?
那是在加利利山上，主耶稣基督和门徒们的约会。
That was when Jesus met his disciples on the mountain of Galilee. It was after his resurrection. Prior to his resurrection, he told the disciples already that I shall meet with you on the mountain of Galilee.
当他们相遇的时候
，When they saw each other,
耶稣就对他们说
，Jesus said,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All the authority from the heaven to the earth was offered to me.
他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So that you shall go to make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，当我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
baptize them in the name of the Father, and I will be with you until the end of the earth.
这是马太福音第二十八章。
That is in the book of Matthew.
我们再看马可福音第十六章。
Let's take a look at the book
of Matthew 20. 我们再看路加福音二十四章。
Take a look at the Luke.
我们再看约翰福音第二十章。
John chapter 20.
Yeah.
And then go back to Acts number 1.
Oh, 弟兄姐妹，你可以看见一件事情，主耶稣基督在天，在这个山上向他们宣告一个大使命。
One thing we can see is that Jesus tells them this great mission on this mountain.
所以你们要去，是万民作我的门徒。
So that you shall go and make disciples of all nations.
圣经也告诉我们说，在这个在这个使徒行传第一章里面说，耶稣说你们要在耶路撒冷等候。等候圣灵降临，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得的能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地界，什么？做我的复活的见证。
So that Jesus asked all the disciples to wait in Jerusalem, that the Holy Spirit will fall upon them to empower them to preach the gospel.
那是说去传福音。
To go out and evangelize.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督的这个命令不是光光给这十一个门徒，主耶稣基督所给的命令，那是给我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒。
This great command is not just for that 11 disciples, but for every single Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你听见了没有？
Brother and sister, did you hear that?
你有没有看见主耶稣天父的心意？
Did you see the will of God?
你有没有听见主耶稣基督的命令？
Did you hear the command from God?
第三件事情我再让你们看。
The third thing I wanted to show you.
那是在路加福音十六章里头讲到财主跟拉撒路。
That is in the book of Luke, chapter 16 is talking about the rich man and Lazarus.
那这两个人故事啊。
Both of them were dead. Lazarus was lying in the arms of Abraham. The rich man was in hell.
圣经告诉我们说，他在那里很痛苦啊。
He suffers greatly.
因为在地狱里面是从死不死的，火是不灭的。
Because in hell, those fires will never be seen.
他就对亚伯拉罕说，他说亚伯拉罕，我在这里干着，你能不能差遣拉撒路沾一点水在我的舌头上？
And he asked, the rich man asked Abraham that, can you send Lazarus to dip a little bit water and to put on my tongue?
你在地狱里，你再祷告也没用。
And no matter what, how you pray hard.
你现在不祷告，到地狱里去祷告去，那没有用的。
As soon as you get to hell, it's too late.
然后他就对财主对亚伯拉罕怎么说呢？我请你们大家看路加福音。
Then he begged Abraham. Let's take a look.
路加福音十六章。
Luke 16.
啊，这里一句很重要的话。
Luke 16.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
财主说：“我主啊。”即使这样，那不能查起拉撒路来。那即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家里去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他同他们可以做见证，免得他们也到这痛苦的地方来。
So the rich man said, "Then I beg you, father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them."So that they will not also come to this place of torment. Why should we evangelize? They're crying from hell. Crying from hell to have people to preach their
name.
And when they hear this, they will repent.
如果不传福音，他们有一次也会到这里这个痛苦的地方来。
And without hearing this, they will go to hell as well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这一段圣经我们很少的人注意。
We seldom pay enough attention to this passage.
我们有没有听见在地狱里面的呼声？
Have we heard the crying from hell?
有多少的我们亲爱的人，我们所有的朋友们都在那里，在那喊叫说，巴不得基督徒那个到我的这个某某人那里去，把福音传给他们，不然 样的话，他们也到我这里来受永远的痛苦。
How many of our friends or families would be there and wanting us Christians to go out to share the gospel with their families so that they could be saved, so that they wouldn't go to the same place?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你为什么无动于衷呢？
And how could you be senseless?
难道你看见那个人一个一个离开世界，他们的灵魂下地狱的时候，你难道你不袖手旁观？那难道你袖手旁观吗？
Don't you feel something when you see people pass and leave this world?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，不传福音拯救人的灵魂，让人的蒙恩得救，这是天父的心意，这是主耶稣基督的命令。
Go out to share the gospel with people is God's will and also Jesus Christ's command.
这也是地狱里面的哀告，哀声。
It's also crying from hell.
第四件事情。
Last thing.
你记得不记得第四件在这个使徒行传第十六章十六章的时候。
In book of Acts.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵拦住保罗，耶稣的灵拦住保罗在小亚细亚传福音。
That the Holy Spirit of God keeps Paul from preaching the gospel in Asia Minor.
所以他最后就到了特洛亚了。
So that he moved on to Troia.
那到了特洛亚的时候，就晚节彼得就看见了异象。
And once he got there, in the same evening, Peter saw a vision.
Paul. And
in his vision, there is a Macedonian guy.
Okay. 这个马其顿人说，他保罗，请你过来帮助我们。
And this guy said to him, Paul, please come to us.
保罗，请你过来，来把福音传给我们。
Please come here to help us.
从那个时候开始，保罗看见异象，确实知道这是神要叫他到欧洲去。从那个时候开始，我们中国人也蒙恩典。
And when Paul saw this vision, he knew that God wants him to go to Macedonia.
到了欧洲，然后在欧洲有人信主，然后慢慢的欧洲的福音就带到我们中国来。
And from Europe, gospel started to be preached to China.
就是保罗回应了马其顿人的呼声。
And that's just because he responded to the Macedonians.
所以他去了。他去了
，so that he went.
他就在那里传福音，建立了教会，使很多人蒙恩得救。
And he preached the gospel, built churches.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们呐、
啊、，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是远方的声音，要我们去传福音。
There are voices from long distance asking us to go out.
所以你可看见传福音对我们基督徒来说，那是一个绝对绝对实在必行的事情。
So evangelism to Christians like us is an absolute must.
最后，耶稣基督不是说吗
？At the end, didn't Jesus say that?
他打发门徒们要出去的时候，他说：“你们谁走谁传。
”He said that you preach as you go.
你白白的得来，就要白白的舍去。
Freely you have received, freely give.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。你我今天蒙恩得来蒙恩的不然不是白白的得来吗
So brothers and sisters, aren't our salvations freely received?
我们没有付任何的代价。
We didn't pay any price.
当我的朋友，当我的亲戚，当我的邻舍，当我的同事，当我的同学，把福音传给我的，我信主了，我没有付任何的代价。
We didn't pay any price when our family or friends or coworkers.
但是主耶稣基督一句话说：“你白白的得来，你有什么？白白的舍去。”
So that we receive freely and we shall give freely as well.
那也是讲到我们周遭，我们周围。
It's also talking about people around us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，仅仅你白白得来的恩典，难道你就这个救恩就到你那里停止了吗？
So should all the salvations, all the blessings that we have freely received stop at us?
今天我们应该要把我们所得来的福音救恩，我们也要白白的舍出去。
All the salvation, all the good news should be given out freely as well.
请主帮助我们。
We ask God to help.
让我们每一个人知道，这个传福音对我们基督徒来说，那是一定的事情。
So everyone of us will know how important evangelism is.
我现在就问问你们看啊。
Let me ask you.
看看是你们看着我，还是听我讲。
To see if you have listened.
很多人看了我，但是牧师讲什么都不晓得了。有没有啊？啊，有没有？好，好。
I want to see if you're just watching me.
我现在请问，为什么经历传福音是必须的
？So why is evangelism a must?
如果我们不传福音，民就什么灭亡了
？If we don't preach, what will happen to the people?
All right. 第一件事，为什么要传福音
？Why? A first point. Why should we evangelize?
大家说。
Tell me.
天父的心意
God's will
我们要满足天父的心意他不愿意一个人成为愿意万人得救
We shall fulfill his will
第二个是什么
Second, what is second point?
大使命
The great command
那就是这个我们要回应我们要执行主耶稣基督说去使万民做我的门徒
That we shall respond to Jesus Christ's command
为什么要传福音地狱的哀声
The crying from hell.
打发拉撒路去打发基督徒去使他把福音传给他免得我的五个弟兄将来死了以后也到这里来
So that nobody else would come to the same place as I am
第四点是什么
What is the fourth point?
远方的呼声
The voices from distance.
马其的人说，请你过来来帮助我们。
People from Macedonia was asking.
第五呢
？What is the fifth point?
第五是什么？白白的得来，也白白的舍去。
Freely you have received, freely give.
懂了吧
？You see that?
懂了吗？懂了啊、
哦。You got it.
我明天早晨就考你们。
Tomorrow I'll test you.
那你说明天我不来了。
Don't tell me that tomorrow you won't come.
好，现在我要让你们讲，请看，听我讲第二点。
So my second.
那第二件事情，有异象就有使命。
So with vision, there comes a mission.
就有使命，一定有什么行动。
With a mission, there must be an action.
但是当你在那里要传福音以前。
But before you start evangelizing,
你必须求上帝给你一个爱的灵魂的心。
You shall ask God to give you a passion to love the soul.
你必须要有一个爱的灵魂的那一个热忱呢。
You must have this passion of loving soul.
弟兄姐妹们，你我如果传福音没有一个 passion 的话
，It's without passion.
我告诉你，你传福音没有果效的。
There won't be any effectiveness.
真的呀。真的呀，如果你没有 passion，
without passion，
那是因为教会牧师啊，这个地区牧师说，我们大家传福音去。
Like maybe just by pastor's suggestion that everyone shall.
礼拜三大家都去传福音。
Every Wednesday we shall go out.
牧师讲了吗？
Share. It's from Pastor Teal.
是我们去了吗？
So we shall go.
拿了一张金木单。啊，拿一张福音单。
And we have a little pamphlet.
哎呀，小姐，你是要听福音吗
？And we ask people like, would you like to hear about the gospel? I have something for you.
他拿都不拿。
And then they wouldn't even pay attention.
有的人是拿了以后就马上就把它放到大小就扔掉。
And some people receive it and then just throw it out.
我告诉你啊，如果你没有热忱，不为他祷告，不爱他的话，我告诉你啊，我们的态度不，心态就不同了。
So without passion, without a real love for his soul, there's a true difference there.
我传福音给你了。
I share with you the gospel. I gave you the pamphlet. So if you don't want to accept Jesus, it's not my business that you
don't know. 你真正没有爱的热忱，他不会用你心里的爱来接受你。
So without a loving passion, the people that you talk to will not accept in love as well.
我们今天很多的人，包括我们，包括传道人，我们传福音啊，就马马虎虎的过去过。Many
of us today, even like pastors or ministers, when we preach the gospel, we just do a like very casual
way.
I just pass out some little pieces and then feel good that I've done it.
那弟兄姐妹，如果你这样传福音，人会信吗？
But if you do it in this way, will people believe?
你可以看见保罗在雅典，在雅典，You
can see that when Paul was in Athens.
在雅典等他的同工的时候，看见全城里面都是偶像啊。When
he was waiting for his co-workers, he saw that
all
over the city there were idols.
圣经告诉我们，保罗就在那里满心里满心着急，很忧心。And
he was burning with worries and anger.
如果你去看《使徒行传》17章就是这样子。
Take a look at Acts 17.
如果你再去看以斯帖记的话,
take a look at the book of Esther.
我们大家都喜欢以斯帖这个女王的,
we all like Esther.
那弟兄姐妹们，当她到王的面前,
when she went before the king,
她的仇敌已经被抓起来了,
her enemy was already caught.
但是她想到她的仇敌曾经下了一个旨意，就是在当年12月13号，那是每一个犹太人都要杀死。
And then she remembered that Haman did this command that every single Jew will be killed on this particular day.
仇敌已经被捆绑起来了，被放，被监牢，关监牢头去了。但是他想到他的同胞12月13号就要死的时候，他心里就痛苦。
So even though this enemy was already caught and put into prison, whenever she thought about the destiny of her people, she was in pain.
我请你们看以斯帖记。
Let's take a look at the book of Esther.
以斯帖记，我们看第8章。
Esther chapter 8.
你可看见这是我讲什么？
And you will see why.
他为了他的同胞蒙恩得救，不会死去。
She wanted her people to be safe.
第5节,
verse 5.
以斯帖又伏在我的面前，下面什么？下面什么？还没找到。
What did she say?
6523年。好，啊，我第4节我们大家一起看啊。以斯帖又伏在我面前，下面怎么说？
Verse 4.
流泪哀告，求他除掉亚家族、哈曼和犹太人的恶梦。So
starting from verse 3, Esther again pleaded with the king, falling at his feet and weeping.
第6节
Verse 6.
他说了，弟兄姐妹，你听啊，我何能见我的本族的人受害？我何能见我同种的人被灭呢？弟兄姐妹，你可以看见有个什么啊？一个派心，
In verse 6,
爱人灵魂的心啊。
That how can I bear to see?
哦，弟兄姐妹，她为着她的同胞在王的面前流泪祷告。And
for her people, she was weeping and
begging. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天传福音，我们在传福音出去以前，我们有没有为着人的灵魂在向上帝哀求
？So before we go out to preach, have we ever tried to pray to God for these people?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的前面，不管他是黑人、是白人、是红人、是黄人，
so regardless of ethnicity,
不管是他的是男的女的，
regardless of gender,
不管是他漂亮也好、英俊也好，
regardless of appearance,
但是我们今天传福音要亲看啊，我们所看的是他的宝贵的。
when we see them, we see their soul, their precious soul. Their precious soul. It doesn't matter about their, it's not about their nationality.
When we give the gospel to others, when we give the gospel to others, we always see that person.
So every time we wanted to share the gospel, let's see the precious soul in this person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 你可看见保罗, 他如果为了我的同胞不露自己, 亲眼和主分开, 那他们蒙恩的就我也愿意了。
So Paul is saying that for my people's salvation, I'm willing to be separated from God so that they could be saved.
你可看见那个人, 这个爱人灵魂的宝贝啊, 这个,
You can see his passion for people's
souls.
Matthew chapter 9, Jesus said that when he saw people are like sheep without a shepherd, he had compassion on them. So when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he was in deep sadness.
但是我多少次数好像魔迹展开翅膀要叫小鸡回来。
He said, Jerusalem, how I wish that you could see God's work.
因为前面有危险。
That I want you to turn the people back. So that you will see the danger ahead of you.
只有让他这个小鸡能够隐藏在他的翅膀底下。
It's like a little chicken fall underneath the wing of the mother.
但是你们就不愿意。
But he said that you are not willing.
是耶稣为他们哀哭。
And Jesus was weeping for them.
亲爱的弟兄姐们, 你我今天为着人, 灵魂还没有得救, 我们有没有为他们
So today, have we been weeping for the people who are lost?
如果我们真是要传福音，全体传福音，在我们还没有传福音以前，我们要祷告，我们要把那一些信、那一些不信主的人的名字拿来，我们跪在他们一个一个祷告。
So before we go out to preach, let's pray for these people. Let's pray for every single one of them in their name. We should think of how precious their souls are. Not the surface, not this body. It's just this ugly body. And let's see how precious their souls are. But without knowing God,
不接受这个福音的话,
without accepting Christ,
他们的结局就是凄凄惨惨, 悲悲哀哀, 痛痛苦苦, 永永远远下地去。
Their destination is the eternity in hell. The destination is destruction.
难道你我袖手旁观, 无动于衷啊?
And shall we do nothing about it?
弟兄姐妹们, 我们教会从两个家庭开始,
So, brothers and sisters, my church started with 2,000. And how did it get to 2,000 people after 30 years?
我们不是说到别的教会去拉几个人了，他们就是那个垃圾了，那个就是垃圾了，那几个是哇，感谢主，一下就58个人。
We didn't go out to steal people from our church.
当我开始那个教会的时候，我就告诉弟兄姐妹，
When we first started, I told them,
我们要去招羊，去。
I told them that we should look for sheep. We should not steal sheep. We should not rob sheep. We should develop sheep.
那弟兄姐妹请进哦。 所以为了这个缘故，我们的教会无论是礼拜天早晨，无论是受浸的时候，无论是我们有的时候布道会，有的时候我们团契里面，我们布道的时候有很多的信徒。
So whenever we have occasions like Sunday morning or special retreat or baptism, every single occasion we have people accepting Jesus Christ.
把这个教会把传福音、把 成为我们教会的 priority。
So how I wish this church will also make evangelism a priority.
团契很好，团契很好。
Fellowship is good.
小组很好。
Small group is good.
但是我们主要的教会，我们要传福音。
But the primary thing should be evangelism.
我们传福音的时候，一定是要有一个怜悯爱心。
And when we do that, we shall have compassion.
你们大家听见过救世军吗？啊，我的国语你听得懂吗？救世军 Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, have you heard about it?
Salvation Army 的那个创办人叫 William Booth.
The creator of Salvation Army's name is William Booth.
他怎么对他的军官说呢？他怎么对他的军官的 officer?
What did he tell his officers?
他说，如果一个人真正要传福音。
He said, if someone really wants to preach the gospel, he has to go through hell 24
hours.
And when he comes out of hell, even if you don't ask him, he will preach the gospel.
你懂不懂我意思啊？你不叫他传，他要传了。
Without asking, he will do it.
为什么？
Why?
因为在地狱里面，那个灵魂在那里从在那以后，活在那时候，那个痛苦的情形。
Because he saw the pain in hell.
所以第二件事情，弟兄姐妹，请记得。
The second thing.
传福音要有热忱。
Evangelism shall have passion.
第三件事情。
Third thing.
我们传福音不仅是要必须的，我们不仅是要有那个派遣的，而且第三件事情，传福音要付代价。
Not only that, evangelism is a must and it needs a passion.
亲爱的，
there's a price for it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是何等重要的一件事情。
That's such an important thing.
那你知道那一些没有信主的人，你告诉他传福音，他们不需要付任何代价。
For those people who are lost, you tell them that go preach the gospel. There's no price for it.
这个救恩是白白的。
The price, the salvation is free.
但是这个救恩是不代价的。
But the salvation has a price.
他不要付代价，谁付代价了？主耶稣基督付了代价。
The person who receives it doesn't have to pay for it, but Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督付上流血舍身的代价。
Jesus Christ died on the cross.
但是这个救恩的这个传递要经过你和我。
But the salvation has to go through us to people.
经过基督徒把福音传给。
Through Christians.
但是我们今天要把福音传出去的基督徒，我们必须要付代价。
So for these Christians who preach out the gospel, they have a price to pay.
这个没有一件事情是 free lunch.
There is no free lunch.
你知道不知道？今天很多的宣教士到我们中国来。
Today many missionaries go to China.
特别是最早的像 Morrison 像这个戴德森，他们到中国来，离开他自己的家乡欧洲，他们乘了船几十天了，甚至有几百天了，他们乘船到了我们中国，一去就不再回来。
There are early missionaries like Morrison or Hudson Taylor who took a boat. It took them probably several days or hundreds of days to get to China, and they never returned.
很多的宣教就这样子。
And many missionaries did like that.
为了传福音，当他们到了这个到非洲去也好，到印度也去也好，到中国去也好，他们是抱着一个心，就是死在那里。
So.Wherever they go, either in, to India or China or Europe, or Africa, they had this mentality that they shall go without returning.
虽然我们不想他们把福音传出去的时候死在哪里，我们没有。
Even though we didn't die at this place that we preached the gospel.
你愿意不愿意付上你的时间的代价？
But what about your time?
实际上付上你祷告的代价。
What about your prayer?
付上你金钱的代价。
What about your money?
弟兄姐妹们，你要付上你智力的代价。
Your intellect.
我告诉你，很多时候我们教会与辅导会。
Many times we have evangelism.
或者是我们小组与辅导会。
Or in small groups.
你请你的朋友们来。
When you invite your friends.
你在没有请他到小组到教会里去，你先请他吃一顿饭。
And before you do that, treat this person with a good dinner.
哇，你请他吃一顿饭，不是 hamburger。
Not for hamburger.
亲一顿好像诸葛太太所烧的这个。
It has to be food like cooked by Mrs. Chu.
我告诉你们，我第一天晚上到他给我腌的鲜汤啊，你们都没听过腌的鲜汤呢，这是火腿呀、啊，这是我喜欢吃的。
I got my favorite food, like a very delicious soup from Mrs. Chuko.
今天晚上我们在他家里，昨天晚上我们在他们都请我很好的菜。
So every evening I had delicious soup.
因为他们知道，如果不请我好吃好饭的话，我就讲不出道来了。
And they know that without good food, I cannot preach well.
那弟兄姐妹，请你记得一件事情啊。
Remember this.
你我今天为了要请一个人到教会里请福音。
In order to invite someone to our church.
你愿意不愿意为了这一个人付上一个代价？
Are you willing to pay a price for this person?
你愿意不愿意先请他给他？做一点朋友。
Would you be willing to make friends with this person first?
Friendship. 然后呢，比较熟一点，你就请他吃饭。
If you get to know this person, maybe treat them with
some meal. 没有什么龙虾啦、鱼翅的、鲍鱼啦，这个，因为你这里买不到，我们那里买得到。我常常吃，人家请我吃的。
Probably not available here, but in Vancouver we can find it.
那么你吃了以后啊。吃了以后
，So after the meal，
这个你说我们今天晚上去听道，好不好？有一个人和我讲道。
And after the meal, how about inviting them to church？
他本来说 no， 因为被你这个请吃饭来吃那么好的炒年糕了，把都撵去了。但本来想要 no， 讲出来了。
He probably wanted to say no, but after eating all the delicious,
我告诉你哦
，especially sticky rice cake，
我们教会里面真的有人这样子哦。
It happened to the people in my church.
那天乔红到我们教会，一个电影明星乔红到来，我们教会在讲道。
One day we had a famous actress who came to our church to preach.
然后这我们教会的弟兄姐妹就请她吃饭了。
So we treat her a good meal.
啊，那个这个弟兄姓刘啊，姓刘这个不姓刘，你知道这个姓刘刘先生的岳父是台湾。台北龙山市的这个董事长哎。
So we have this brother whose father-in-law is a very very big person.
他们从来没到礼拜堂去过。
They have never been to a church.
他们从台湾带来的关系呢，我不是给你们这个描述哎，这个他们差不多有那么大，那么越做了，这个越做了，越没人接。
So when they travel here, they brought with them a jade made Buddhist. As big as.
而且有差不多二三十饼的，都是念佛的这个念经的东西啊，经啊，这个念经啊，经啊
，gold
啊，不是 gold， 就是菩萨他们也是不送都念
经
啊，念经哎，这个念经。
So they brought a lot of those.
不是
，the Buddhist scriptures，
心经哦，上经啊，哇，我南无阿弥陀佛啦，对，因为我是观世音菩萨的干儿子嘛。
And because they,
我从前的。
Pastor used to be a son of those the goddess.
那弟兄姐妹，你可看见当什么时候人要请他们两做礼拜，他们不肯的，他说我们是佛教哎。
So whenever people invite them to church, they would reject and say like we believe in Buddhism.
永远不忘记啊！那我们教会另外一对弟兄啊，他也很有爱心，就请他们吃饭。
So we have a brother in our church who really cares for them. So he invited them for dinner.
吃一顿很好的饭，然后至少要很好的饭。
Very very nice meal.
这个不好的饭谁稀罕你啊？ So if the meal is not good, who cares?
So then after the meal, he said, tonight, our church, we have an actress who's preaching, so would you like to come?
去看看明星, 听听明星讲,
take a look at the celebrity and see what she has to say.
那么这个这顿饭吃完了以后啊, 这个no就讲不出来了。
And after this meal, when the invitation came out, this person just cannot say no.
他们夫妻两个讲好, 我们就坐在后面, 等他们有什么动作我们两个就走。
And this couple agreed that we'll just sit in the very last row, and whenever they do something too much, that we'll just leave.
我告诉你, 生灵工作的时候, 当人肯付代价, 这一个人就蒙恩了。
So bless other people who are willing to pay for the price.
我们教会很大, 他就坐在后面。
We have a big church building, so when they sit in the very last row, we can't see them.
当这个传，当我们开始唱诗的时候， 这个太太就眼泪啵啵啵啵就下来流下来。
As soon as we started singing,
his
wife started having tears.
没有理由的。
For no reason.
因为他是不教。 我们唱教会的诗歌跟他们的懂完全是两码事情。他说不不不不，你哭了。
And the tears just kept coming.
Oh,
she became weeping. And the husband was wondering, like, what is going on? They originally planned to sneak out. But Holy Spirit was working in them.
最后当这个乔红弟兄最后讲完了以后，因为确信的时候，这里啊，这一对夫妇没有讲好的。 妻子举起手来，站了，举手，心里也说。So
at the end of the meeting, when the speaker asked people about their decision, without any consentment, both of them raised their hands.
我告诉各位，我怎么会看见观世音菩萨那么漂亮？
How did I see how
因为他,
the beauty of this Buddhist?
当他们信了主，有主的生命进到他们一个，整个改变了。
And once they accept Jesus Christ, they truly have a difference.
今天这个先生信了耶稣，过了两天，他说我们给你，我跟你们一块到船上去传福音去，传福音。他根本不懂我传福音去了。Just
a few days later, he said that I will go with you to the boat and then preach the gospel with you.
为什么？因为这个心里留了留弟兄，他从前也是在海，在这个船上做海员的，他懂得我们教会是专门做海员，中国船来，我们就上到船上去给他们传福音来。
So our church actually had a focus on the seamen who come from China. So this brother had some experience in the past, so he knows.
后来他们就把这观世音菩萨的那个玉做的这个偶像，给很多很多的念念佛的经都拿到教会里来，拿到教会里了。The Buddha said, image and Buddha said, and also the plate.
Okay. So later they brought this the Buddha's the statue and also the scriptures to the church.
那做什么呢？打掉。
To destroy them.
我真舍不得啊！我真的舍不得。就知道我这个那么漂亮啊！这是个漂亮的。再加上她就是我从前的妈妈。
And plus, used to be my mom. You know, this goddess that I.
我怎么能去把她打掉呢？对不对？
How could I do that to her?
后来怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
你知道我怎么办？怎么打了？我就几个牧师来，我们这个我们做好几个牧师就来。
So we invited several pastors from our church.
我们就到了这个大垃，我们教会有个大的垃圾桶嘛，不是小的垃圾桶嘛，大垃圾桶。我说我们大家来。垃圾桶。哎，垃圾桶，大的。
So we have a very big large of garbage can.
然后我们唱歌，唱 诗歌。
So we said, let's sing some songs.
我也有点怕 诗歌的呀。
I was a little nervous.
因为这是。 观世音菩萨耶。But
this is a goddess, you know. This is.
那么怎么打呢？ 我告诉你，我想了一个办法。So
I came up with an idea to do it.
你知道我拿一个 baggage， 那个 garbage bag， 那个黑的，不是绿的，黑的，我就把它套起来了。
I used a black garbage cup.
淘气的把那一绑啊，就是我们唱完诗以后，我们奉主的名要把这个偶像，要丢掉去，我就把这个观世音菩萨那个像就，砰，把这垃圾桶里面就跳出来，跳下去，敲了几次以后就扔下，看都不看。
So I wrapped this Buddhist statue with the garbage bag, and then we sang a few songs, and then right after that I prayed, and then I just smashed it into the garbage can, and then I threw it in without even looking at it.
你知道吗？
Do you know this?
这个弟兄后来到台湾，我们送他到台湾进行为神学，读神学，做传道。
And this particular brother, we sent him back to Taiwan for a mission, for a seminary.
像类似这样的见证太多了，在我们教会发生。
We have too many stories like this.
有一个人是一贯道，一贯道，你也不晓得，我也不晓得英文怎么说一贯道。啊，一贯道也是个 Buddhist, something like that.
So there's one person who's also Buddhist.
啊，那个弟兄是在华航。航空公司做事情。
He works for the Taiwanese
airline. 他们这个移民来了，来了以后，他自己还要常常到台湾，是空中飞人呢。那么他太太、小孩都在我们教会。
So he travels a lot between here and Taiwan while his family stays here.
那不是说他们来了就到我们教会，有人把他们带到我们教会里来。
Someone brought them to our church.
信了主了。
They believe in
Christ. 这个父亲跟两个儿，这个母亲跟两个儿子都信主了。
The wife and two sons.
弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你哦，这个儿子真是在我们团契里很活跃、很爱主，常常为着他的老爸爸祷告。
The sons were so active in our fellowship and often pray for his father.
这个年轻人五十几岁，快要退休了。这个年轻人吃素吃十五年，是斋啊 ，vegetarian。
The father was a vegetarian for 55 years.
Oh, no, 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. 那么这一个儿子在我们教会里信了主以后，生命完全改变。
And his son had a totally different life after becoming.
他一次跟他的爸爸讲，二次跟他的爸爸讲，要叫他爸爸一起来听道。
He repeatedly invited his father.
每一次从台湾湖到到温哥华来的时候，休息的时候，他父亲就说：“你信你的教，我信我的教。”
So every time when the father traveled back to Vancouver, he said he would say to his son that you believe whatever you believe and I do mine.
但是这个儿子很肯付代价。
But the son really would like to pay for the price.
信了主以后，生命就改变了。
His life has this difference.
这个在以父亲的眼中，就感觉到他两个人了。
So the father can truly see the difference.
有一次他就对他的父亲说，
So one day the son told the father,
我们全家缺少你一个人。
Our whole family is missing you.
那换句话说，我们都上天堂了，只有你一个。
In another way that we are all going to heaven but you.
他没说你下地狱，只有你一个人没有去。
He didn't say that you are going to hell but you.
儿子很聪明，很为了父亲祷告。
He's very smart.
有一次
One time,
他的父亲，我现在请你到我们教会去。
He said that we'd like you to go to our church.
That's the last time.
That's the last time.
你去不去？那我再不请了，因为再不请，因为父亲从来没说我儿子怎么想，他不来嘛。所以他说 last time 我请你到你家。
So he's like, this is the last time I'm gonna invite you, and after that I'm not gonna do it again.
这个父亲想啊 ，last time 就去了以后你不再啰嗦了嘛。
So the father said, like last time, okay, I'll go so that you don't have to bother me anymore.
弟兄姐妹们，请听哦，这是实实在在的，实实在在上帝的工作。他一礼拜天早上跟他的儿子太太来做礼拜的时候。
So Sunday morning when he went with his family to church.
在吃饭的时候，他自己做见证，他说：“第一次我到教会，我哭了。”
And he later he gave us witnesses that I cried as soon as I entered the church.
我真不晓得我们诗歌有那么力量。诗歌有那么大的力量，每一次这个唱大家唱的时候就会冷会流眼泪呀，很奇怪呀。
So I never knew that our songs, our inspiration has such power.
那一天大概不是我讲到。
That day wasn't me who was preaching.
他没有信主。
he didn't accept Jesus Christ.
那么，这是他自己讲的，这是第一次。那么第二次，因为他这个他到礼拜堂来哭了，他儿子去问他说，他说爸爸你为什么哭啊？
So his son asked him like, Father, I'm bad, why did you cry?
也讲不出理由来。
And he couldn't explain.
那么他说爸爸你第二次再讲。
So the son said, how about come again?
因为他从他在这个台湾工作时间很长，回来的时候差不多有三个礼拜、四个礼拜休假嘛，
So the, because he works in Taiwan, so every time he goes to Vancouver, he has about 3 to 4 weeks vacation.
第二次到教会。
Then he went.
我也不晓得那些是我讲到。
I don't know why, but it happened to be me.
我真的不晓得，我真的不晓得有这样这个人在。
I didn't know that they were there.
那礼拜天早晨我也不晓得为什么，我就只能传福音。我这个传，有的时候传福音，但是不常常会传福音。那天我就传福音。
I don't preach every Sunday about the gospel, but somehow that day I just.
那一天传福音的时候，我就跟他们呼召，我说哪一个人愿意信耶稣，请你把手举起来。
And I made a calling.
大家都闭着眼睛。
So I made the calling.
差不多有六七个人举手。
About 6 or 7 people raised their hands.
这个姓廖的廖先生，他没有举手。
And this father didn't.
他没举手，他没有举手。那然后我最后讲一句话，他是他自己亲自给我讲的。那个见证函啊，不在我这里，在我家里。他怎么说？他说孙牧师，你那一天你讲了最后一句话说，他说我最后给你们机会，恐怕你们再没有机会了。他这句话我就记
So in his own word later, what happened was that Ta Su Sun said the last sentence that he said, this is the last chance I give you. You will not have any other chance.
儿子太太付上代价。
And he raised his hand.
然后结果他那天信了主。
And you see the price that his family has put on.
他是一个惯造的人。这个信其他的 religious 一个人。
So he believes in Buddhism.
我告诉你哦，啊。超人 okay, all right, 超人大概是超人、啊、但是他吃素5年。
Being a vegetarian for 15 years.
那个礼拜他信了主，有生命改变了。他说我充满了平安与喜乐。他告诉我说，他回去的时候在飞机上开荤了。
So he said that he was filled, his heart was so filled with joy and peace that on his way, on his flight back to Taiwan, he started eating meat again.
继续吃吗？不是 again 啊，他就是一 meat 了，他从此不吃了，吃五年了。
Okay. But before the 15 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right. 那你看这弟兄姐妹们。看见没有？他四五年之后回去的时候，他说我开荤了。
So he said that I am no longer a vegetarian.
何等奇妙啊
！How amazing！
但是有人付代价了。
But people put on a price.
儿子请叹气的人就为了他爸爸祷告。
His son has asked his people in his fellowship praying for him.
一个真正你要传福音，你必须要付上代价。You have to pay the price.
So if you truly wanted to preach the gospel, you have to pay the price.
这是血的种子。
That's a seed of blood.
耶稣基督为我们死了。
From Jesus Christ.
我们要用血的生命去传递血的福音。
And we shall use the life of blood to.
我告诉各位。
To preach.
有多少的人现在从在大陆、在台湾、在美国的、加拿大的很多的人。中国人他放弃了这里很好的工作到了大陆名义上是开业名义上做生意就是差不多。
And many, many Chinese over here, gave up their comfortable life, go back to China to be a missionary. On the surface, they do other work.
我们教会至少有三个医生。
We have at least 3 doctors from our church.
两个一对夫妇的医生，他到尼泊尔去做宣教士。
尼泊尔。So we have this couple who went to Nepal to be a missionary.
年纪很轻啊。
They're very young.
但是他们去了十年。
They went for 10 years.
还有一个 Dr. Ho, 他是专门教了这个 MSA, ANMSI, 就是到中国在那去传福音去。
And another doctor joined AMSSI to be a missionary in China.
我告诉过放弃在北美的享受。
To give up the comfortable life here in the US.
到那边去过这个可以看起来是贫苦的生活。
To China for a much simple life.
For what reason?
For what reason?
就传福音。
Evangelism.
就传福音。
Sharing the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，传福音需要付代价。
So brothers and sisters, there's a price for evangelism.
你愿意去传福音？
Do you want to do that?
必须的。
It's a must.
而且要有 passion.
It's a must.It needs passion.
你要付上代价。
And it requires pride.
如果我们安诚的教会，
if our our church,
我们每一个人都为了传福音真的肯付上代价。
If every one of us are willing to pay for the price,
I can guarantee you, two, three years later, your church will be full of unbelievers to become Christians.
我可以向你保证，两三年之内，我们教会有充满了新的信徒。所以我们